Hey, this is Johnny T from Black Trans and Beautiful. I just want to thank you for your love and support of this podcast. Just a reminder that if you see the episode, please share it, recommend it. Also, if you're on Stitcher and iTunes or Apple Podcast, please leave us a review. That helps us greatly to grow. That also helps us be boosted up. We thank you so much for your love and support. Follow us on Twitter at BTransBPodcast. Live, love, and be free. Let's start the show. Black, trans, and beautiful. Here we go.
Who loves orange soda? Hell loves orange soda. Is it true? I do. Ooh.
Really an orgasm? Really? What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Yannick Taylor. The priestess, not your mistress.
And of course, you know who it is. It's your girl, the princess, Kamaya Diamond, also known as Amaya by government. How is everyone doing today?
I'm fine, girl. How was your weekend, girl? How was your weekend?
Oh, well, my weekend was mighty blessed. Let me put it like that. Ooh.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Tell the Lord yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Throw your hands up and tell him yes. Hallelujah. Hey, oh, yes. Boy.
I have kind of multiple guys who is trying to be in a serious relationship with me, but of course I'm not that type of girl to just jump into anything. I put everyone through a test before
whore.
I commit.
Whore.
Oh, girl, there's no whore right here. This lady right here is extremely classy.
Whore.
Yes, see.
Whore.
So. But anywho.
Oh, ain't nobody gonna ask how my week was. That's how y'all shady. Y'all shady. Y'all is shay and dick.
I was actually leading in today, so I need you to be calm down, you little tired heifer. But how was your weekend, boo?
It was blessed and highly favored. Ooh, Lord. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
The sisters and the Dr. Maddie Moss Clark realness. And big shout out to my influences, the Clark sisters, all of them, you know, including the late Dr. Maddie Moss Clark. Y'all know I'm a Clark sisters fan. And when Wendy did that little stunt with her little, I don't know what Wendy looked like. She looked like she looked like a gremlin. She looked like an oversized gremlin when she tried to come for the Clark sisters. So big up to them.
Wait, pause and rewind. So you say Wendy Williams tried to come for the legendary Clark sisters?
Girl, you remember in April when she tried to say that the Clark sisters wasn't a number one group, had no number ones, but check your facts.
Yes.
They are a number one group. You brought the sunshine. Is my living in vain? Pure gold. I'm looking for a miracle. Living. Blessed and highly favored.
I do remember now. So, I'm sorry. I just had a slow moment and everything. You should already know how I am. I do get my slow moment.
Well, baby. Y'all, this is my daughter. I don't know who her daddy is, but she's slow just like her daddy. I'm trying to figure out one of these people is my daddy.
My daddy is Mr. Missouri State, Jabari Steele.
Oh, I was going to say it was, Anyway, I was going to say your dad was Winston Duke,
because that's the last person I remember having relationships with. Your name was almost M'Baku.
Oh my God.
Your name was almost M'Baku. I'm just saying, your name was almost M'Baku, child.
That man is hideous.
Don't be talking about don't be talking about Winston Duke. Winston Duke is a fine, thick man, honey.
I like my dark and sometimes light skin. It's all right to put a little cream in your coffee.
So, but I just want, I'm so glad back for another installment of Black Trans and Beautiful. For those who follow us on Twitter and Instagram, the Instagram for Black Trans and Beautiful is Black Trans Beautiful, and our Twitter handle is BTransB Podcast. Also, you can follow us on Facebook. Our like page is facebook.com/BlackTransBeautiful. But I want you to go to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/BTB Podcast. That's on Podbean as well. We're on Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify. We're everywhere now. So you can find us on Spotify. For those that listen to Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts. But we have a bonus episode that includes the outtakes and the bloopers. So if y'all want to check that out, just go to patreon.podbean.com/BTB. And you can also go to patreon.com/BTP Podcast because we're going to be doing we're going to be putting out blooper reels and stuff up on there. So you get to hear us cut up a lot. So, but what, let's get this started. So for starters, I really want to give a shout out, to the young lady. Oh, excuse me. And y'all gonna have to excuse me, y'all. My sinuses are acting up. I want to give a shout out to a young lady who handled her groper. I mean, she manhandled him like a pro. What happened? And you know, men are dogs. Amelia Holden, shout out to you, girl. She works in a restaurant, and she's a Georgia waitress. I've seen the video all weekend long. A guy gropes her and she body slams him and beats the hell out of him. So big ups to you standing up to and assaulted you.
Well, she didn't really body slam him. What she did was once the man groped her, she basically turned around, grabbed him, looked like she grabbed him by his neck or the back of his shirt and threw him to the ground and straight up pointed her finger and stuff. And she went in and actually called the authorities up on him.
Well, she deserved it. And he deserved it because you don't grab a woman that's working like that. I'm sorry. You don't grab no fucking body like that. And don't expect me to do that. Like,
and when I seen that, I'm like, girl, yes. I'm like, and if the manager decides to fire you, guess what? Sue the fuck out of that manager. I'm sorry for my cursing. But I was like, you need to go to that manager because you handle it properly. Let a man touch any female while she's on the clock. And nigga, guess what? Your boss gonna get cut the fuck off.
Hello. Because, like, he had no reason to be touching on like that. And I had no reason to be, you know... These men are emboldened by Trump's grab them by the pussy tirade that he went on during his election to president. Like, come on. Do not. I wish, even as a trans woman, I wish an MF would grab me. I wish I wish somebody would grab me. Because I'm telling you now, they grab me, my foot going in places that where my foot has no business going, and they're going to be doo-dooing a size 10 and a half shoe.
And don't worry, because this out here might be Trump's America, but guess what? There's a protest currently going on in Washington, D.C. on Pennsylvania Avenue right in front of the White House. So guess what? As long as protests to continue to go on, and we can't wait to see the baby Trump balloon come here into America real soon. So I'm keeping tabs on that, and we will be letting you know when baby Trump is in America, because it's coming all the way from the UK now. So,
oh, I'm ready for the baby Trump balloon, and I'm ready for them to get him out of office, because that whole Helsinki summit, everything that he did,
treason. What he did, it should have been called the treason summit, because you do not surrender America to our worst enemy.
I mean, really and truly, he basically sided with me, because there's some kind of business deal that he has on with Putin, and I'm not trying to get too political right now. I'm really trying not to get into it, because I've been tired of hearing it. But honey, they need to do something about this Trump monster, honey, because he's making the U.S. the laughing stock of America. We're already the laughing stock of America. I mean, of the world anyway. So like, come on. And he's undoing everything that President Obama did. And I will always say this: Trump is not my president, and I'm gonna keep it at that. I'm gonna try to censor myself today, because you know. But
actually, that P word should not be affiliated with his name. Currently, in my head, we don't have a president right now that currently in office. It just went to number, it just went from 44, and then after that, we jump into 46.
And yeah, Trump is just a placeholder. He's just a turd fucking up America. So,
yeah, So America has never experienced a 45th president. We just went from 44 and about to go to 46. We do not know what happened to 45. So 45 is a non-existent number for right now.
Oh, I have other good news. So I remember earlier in the year, actually in December, when this was last year, actually, and earlier this year, when Trump tried to ban transgender people from serving in the military. Well, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals denied the Trump administration's appeal of an injunction, blocking it from moving forward with its attempts to ban transgender people from serving in the military. The original injunction was issued in December 2017. By U.S. District Judge Marsha Pinchman of the Western District of Washington, and it blocked the Pentagon and Trump administration from moving to implement a broad categorical ban prohibiting transgender people from serving in any capacity. Pinchman refused to stay her injunction, of course. It was called Deploy or Get Out. And of course, this was to ban transgender members. And honestly, this is actually good news, because transgender people are human beings, and they deserve to be able to serve in this country. Sergeant Catherine Schmidt said in a statement, "Being transgender has no impact on my ability to perform my duty." She also states, "I'm grateful that the courts to date have recognized the value in our service, and I look forward to the day when we can put the argument behind us and focus on what's really important: the accomplishment of our mission and the welfare of our service members." So big ups to the Ninth Circuit Court for keeping of appeals for denying the Trump administration to ban transgender people. And I'm not sure if you also have been keeping up with this, but Senator Edward Markey, Democratic of Massachusetts, and Representative Joe Kennedy have introduced a bill to prohibit the use of the gay panic and the trans panic defense, which, you know, is a legal defense that people use in hate crimes against queer and trans people, stating that they were so fearful of sexual advances, they were so scared of gay people harming them, or scared of a trans person approaching them, or that they didn't know that a person was transgender when they had sex with them or when they were dating them, as a defense when they assault or murder a trans. So they are prohibiting this, stating that it disregards one's humanity and states that a person's gender identity and orientation is being used as a tool to justify violent behavior, often ending in death, ending in disabilities and things like that. So I'm very glad that these individuals have introduced this prohibition of such a defense. And I wrote about this on vocal.media. For those that want that link, just follow me on Twitter, tweeting that out. It's called the Gay and Trans Panic Defense. And also that will be in our information section. So y'all, that's the tea. Now, Amaya, what's going on in your world? Anything you have for us today?
I do want to acknowledge it's a sad world in our trans community. Mm-hmm. As we know that just last week we did have another sister that had passed on. And when they were actually revering her body and every stuff, they didn't address her as her, she, or Mrs., but they referred to her as him. Most of you all do not know, but when we do go live, I'm actually looking at articles that I do want to discuss, and I'm currently reading up on the McDonald's and Chick-fil-A thing that's going on. But this young lady out in Florida deserves so much respect and everything, and not only that, there has been... the person is not trans, but is of the LGBT community. But this person had passed away, and their parents, the gay young man's parents, did not. And when I say did not, I mean absolutely did not acknowledge and did not pay for their child's funeral at all.
Wow,
and it's
cold.
And it's lovely that in certain parts of the world and of our country that we have a community that could gather together, because not only that, if this young man was still alive, he would actually be so proud to see what his community did for him. When I say the LGBT community gathered and rallied, and when I say that they paid for funeral expenses and his burial,
mm-hmm.
and not only that, but they also paid for his casket outside of his parents not trying to buy him or do anything for him with his deceased body. I'm talking about it's a great honor, so I do want to encourage those our LGBT community, when parents don't want to do nothing for us, then we have to look to our community, and our community should stand together on this. And that was one note. Point two, my second note. I was recently inboxed by somebody that do identify as trans, and uh-huh. y'all, Nick, and I'm going to open this up so you can give your two cents as well,
uh-huh.
because I'll have to handle the situation, but I gave her my response as best as I can, but I haven't heard from her since. But I was recently hit up on the app called Kick Messenger. It was a Caucasian transgender female that identified as female, but here's the twist. She is not on hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And her reason is this. and community. And once you hear this podcast, please, in the comment section under this podcast link, please do comment, and I will go back and read it, and we will bring it up in our next podcast. But this young lady has said she's not trying to start on her hormones because she her parents won't allow her to start hormones, and because she's not trying to get disowned or banned from her family. So I simply asked her, I'm like, well, if you don't mind me asking, but how old are you? This young lady told me that she is 29 years old.
Oh, no, there is no reason why her parents should be telling her what she can and cannot do. She is 29 damn years old. Now, unless she's living with her parents and they are taking care of her and paying her bills, I can see where they're saying, don't do this, don't do that. But you are 29 years old. You need to get up, get out, get on your own, and do what's right for you. You are a grown woman. Your parents cannot control you. That I have with a lot of parents. And going back to the young man and my trans brothers and sisters, my non-binary siblings as well, and my queer brothers and sisters, as to why for people, my thing is, people fail as parents when they disown their child or try to make life hard for their child because they are queer or trans. To my parents, listen to this podcast, sit down and find Jesus for real. After your child is a certain age, you do more harm to them. That's where you fail it as a parent. When you don't sit down and listen to your child, you but don't listen or consider your child's feelings, that is where you fail as a parent. And that's where I stand. I'm going to leave it alone because I get vehemently upset.
But I do have more to add. So I asked her, well, do you stay with your parents? And she said, no. But she said, but she's afraid to start on hormone therapy because she's afraid that she will be disowned by her family. So with her telling me that, I followed up with this. I was like, sweetheart, all right, so is your transition for you or for your family? And she said, well, I want to transition for myself. So I told her, I like, sweetie, then, and I'm going to tell y'all how I told it to her. So yes. It's going to be a little bit raw. But I was like, sweetie, first and foremost, your ass needs to just go ahead, go to your doctor and tell him that you do identify as a trans female and that you want to start on your medication. I'm like, if you're afraid that you're going to be disowned by your family, then in my true opinion, you should not transition if you're afraid of your family. Because if you transition, you must transition for yourself. You can't worry about everyone else around you. I like with me, when I came out and told my mother and grandmother that I was trans, I was like, mother and grandmother, I recently came out and I identify as a trans woman. So I'm like, for this day forward, please do address me by Maya, and my pronouns is no longer he or him, that it would be she and her. So, and I was like, and I told her that, I told my friends, so I like, you can either accept me as who I am, or you could just stop and just disown me right now and outcast me out of the family right now. But I'm like, but I come to you and tell you this because all I want is your love and support. And that's the only reason why I'm talking to you all now. those that my mother and grandmother was they don't agree, and that I should put my family first because my family is in the ministry spotlight. So, but I'm like, well, that's them. I'm like, I don't stand in front of thousands of people every Sunday and minister. I'm a family member of preachers.
And even if you were a minister or an elder, that's not their call. They didn't call you. God called you. And that's the problem that I have with a lot of people determining who is called, who isn't called, who is anointed, who ain't anointed. You need to sit down and solve the problems and get rid of the thieves, the molesters, and the pimps in the pulpit before you try to come for anybody else.
And it's not that, and I just let them know for me, and that's how I address my friends. And I just told her, I like, girl, what you need to do is grow your ass up. If you're truly doing this for yourself, go to your doctors and start your transition. I don't give a damn if your parents disown you. I like, you are your own person. I like, you almost 30. I like, soon enough, your parents is about to be laying in a casket and 6 feet in the ground. I'm like, so you just need to start living for you. Because I'm like, if you love yourself enough, you will go ahead and start your transition. But if you're worried about what they think, then in my own opinion, you should not transition. And I just left it at that, and ever since she hasn't said another word to me. I don't know how she's doing. I don't know everything, because I really do not remember her screen name. So I'm really not going to follow the health care.
Well, all I'm going to say is also, she may need to go to therapy. I'm not going to be as harsh as you are, because sometimes, Diamond, you can be a little harsh, but, you know, you get it from your mama. But, what I want to say is, you have to understand where she is. It's hard. And she may need to actually go to therapy, because it may be some kind of control there, something there that has happened in childhood, some kind of fear instilled into her that she has to break free of. So she might have to talk to a therapist. To being in transitioning is what she really wants. Now, granted, not all trans women take hormones. All trans women get surgeries done. Not all trans women actually do surgeries and stuff like that. You know, they may just dress as they see fit, if you will. So you can be trans and not take hormones. It's not anybody's call to make. But if you want to go through the changes for your body to fit your inside, then I would say don't deny yourself. But before you do anything, you need to seek help. You need to seek therapy. Because that therapy is really going to help you and your therapist alike. And also, you have to make sure that you have a support system that is pushing you, that is supporting you. Whereas if your family disown you, you can have a whole nother family that will take care of you, take you in, support you, love on you. And that's why I'm so grateful that we have TV shows like Pose. And I'm not giving too many spoilers, but in the ballroom scene, you see the family essence in that. And y'all, please go check out Pose. Check out the documentary Paris is Burning on Netflix. This will give you an insight as to gay people and trans people have to go through in their daily struggle.
And before you get more into that, the next thing I wanted to mention will actually lead into the polls discussion. The third thing I wanted to also talk about is trans sisterly and brotherly love. Because as a community, we are still carrying each other down as a community. With it being known, Black and Latino LGBT individuals, that's why they changed the pride flag from the normal rainbow color and they added black and brown on top of the red,
mm-hmm.
because for the struggle of the African Black descendants and the Hispanic and Latino community, mm-hmm. within the gay community, we as Black and brown people have gone through so much. And in the trans community, we still have Black trans sisters who is developed and everything, like fully developed, got the breasts, got the look and everything, and got everything that is belittling their trans sisters who are just starting out with, like, and they do come raw and be like, bitch, you a motherfucking cross dresser, that's all you are.
And I can't stand that. And my thing is, not every trans woman has to pass. Not every trans person is required to pass. Passing is a desire, not a requirement. And I'm going to say this to my trans attracted people, or to my people that support trans people. Support all trans people, not just the ones that you think are pretty. Because when you only the ones for a certain look, you're trash. I'm just going to say it, you're trash. Every woman is not going to look the way that you want her to look, and every trans man is not going to look the way that you want them to look. Let them live. So what if somebody a little bit curvaceous? We have cisgender men and women whose body types don't fit them to be built like. Let people live in their truth and you move on. If you don't like what you see, close your eyes and run into a brick wall, because I don't care.
Because, and I would just put it out there, like with me, everyone could check out, and probably after this podcast, I would really put a couple pictures of myself on the Black Trans and Beautiful Facebook page, so you all can see. I really do not look as feminine. I don't got the look as a, like, a real, real feminine person, but most guys, when they do see me, they actually think I'm a cisgender female when they see me, because I do my makeup and everything to a T, where to the point where I like it. I don't do my makeup where I'll be like, well, I want to go out and attract this type of person, that I do it in a way that I want myself to look. But in itself, like with me, I don't have strong looks. When I meet a guy and everything that is trans attracted or that say, well, you're gorgeous and everything, because I'm on Jax.
Don't tell all your business.
I'm not. I'm just letting my community know. I'm on Jax. I'm on Grindr. I'm on Plenty of Fish. I'm on two different trans dating apps. But thing is, I'm on there, I'm not on there every day. So when I do go on there and check to see what's going on, And when some people be like, well, I like you, everything, you so beautiful, you're cute, everything, I let them know up front. I'm like, well, I'm not like this person and that person. I'm like, I'm still developing in the chest. I don't got big breasts or anything like that. I'm still in pre-developmental process. I do got some way of a chest right now, but it's still developing. My nipples still hurt. That's how you can tell that they still growing, because they hurt like shit and stuff. Even when I have clothes on, that's why I went out and bought a bunch of bras and everything that I do wear now, because they hurt no matter what. The clothing I wear is made out of, it will literally irritate the shit out of my nipples. But that was like a little bit too much for y'all. But with this stuff, I'm saying that because you have trans girls that do bash and that they only think about look. They look at it, well, you have to pass. You try to do this. Just today, I was watching my Fast and Furious collection, because I got the 8-disc collection of all the Fast and Furious movies. At 3 o'clock, I'm like, oh, because with me, I love me some Jerry Springer.
Child, I ain't watched that in years.
I tuned into Jerry Springer, and the first segment of Jerry Springer is a trans girl that had tricked a straight man on Backpage.
Yes, I remember that.
And I'm talking about, this is a new episode from today. This girl had called this man up on Backpage and was like, are you going to be outgoing or incoming? And he was like, well, I will come to you. And she said, all right. And this man was talking about when he seen her, she started getting bigger and bigger, and she had a mustache shadow on her face.
Mm-hmm.
And thing is, and as I tell my sisters and everything, be careful out here, because you don't want to attract the wrong person. Because thing is, yes, as black trans individuals, we are dying on the streets by the hands of heterosexual men and women.
And not only that, they use that cop-out as, oh, I didn't know she was trans, she tricked me, and, you know, different stuff like that. As a scapegoat, and it's really a scapegoat. That's why I mentioned the gay panic and trans panic defense. It's all a bull crap. And I always tell, I tell all of my nieces, you know, everyone in the community, be careful. Let people know who you are up front, but don't let anyone force you to tell them. Tell them, you know, before to meet them. And times out of 10, they already know the anyway. They already know the deal. So this whole thing about trans women are tricking people is a myth. And
yeah, I won't say it is completely a myth. It depends on who the trans person is, because I actually ran into a couple trans people that be like, well, I don't let straight men know that I'm trans. Because they'd be like, well, because I got the full package down there, and they like, I no longer have it that I went and got my cat put in. And I'm like, well, you still have to let them know so they could be comfortable with you.
Exactly.
And
because
I am a new trans person. I still identify new. I've been transitioning for a year and 6 months. And
I've been transitioning for almost 11 months.
And I just want to be like, girls, y'all need to know that though y'all have a look, you are trans, and you need to let them know that you're trans. It's the same thing like being HIV positive. You have to let all your partners know that you are HIV positive prior to having sex, because you don't want to. So if they don't feel comfortable having sex with someone who's positive, then you have to respect their wishes and stuff. It's the same thing with being trans. Most men out here is not comfortable having sex with a trans woman, so you have to respect their wishes and not force it upon them. And think of, and it's like in yesterday's episode of Pose.
Uh-huh.
Blanca's sisters literally clocked her at the Princess Ball and was like, well, you want to, you're not passable. Your makeup is not to the T. And they set up clocking her in front of everybody, and everybody going, ooh, and that's what's wrong with our community, especially the black trans community, the black gay community, and the same with our Hispanic brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. We always clock each other, but we never do nothing to uplift each other.
And that's the thing that I absolutely hate. Like, what's the point in clocking people out in public? Are you that insecure? Are you that spiteful, that bitter? And are you, a lot of times, it's oftentimes threatened by that other person. They are threatened by that person's beauty or talent as to why they clock them.
And I forgot where I heard this, but this is a good point. We, as a community, trans and gay, are out here trying to fight so the world could respect us as a community. But before we get the respect of the world, we need to respect each other. Just like with black people, we get mad, we get upset, we want to protest, we want to do this and that and everything. And I'm not attacking my community. I'm not attacking my trans and LGBTQ community. I'm not attacking the black. I'm just stating facts. But we as a black community get mad and upset when the police kills us, but we are on the news for killing our brothers and sisters out here on the streets. No matter if you're in St. Louis, Chicago, Orlando, Miami, New York, Los Angeles, Crenshaw, all that South Central, whether you're in Charlotte, North Carolina, or no matter where you are, you will see black people on the news for killing each other, but yet black people get upset when we have white men and police officers killing us. We will get upset and start protesting when they kill us, but we out here killing ourselves. Same thing with the gay community. We out here clock our sisters and everything for not looking the way that they should look. But yet instead, what is we here for? What we could do is reach out to our brothers and sisters, help them out. If it's a trans sister, go and help that a trans sister. If the trans sister probably haven't had nobody to help her learn the proper way how to apply makeup and everything. Like with me personally, I get clocked constantly by other trans females because they were like, my makeup is not on point, I look trashy. They be like, I look like a cross dresser, my wig is too big for my head, which in fact my wig is not too big for my head, sweeties. And in a lot of things, I'm like, instead of clocking, you could come in and actually help the person, sit with the person, show them, put them in front of the mirror and do her makeup for her and show her the proper way how to apply her makeup so she could look presentable. That's all we have to do as a community. With gay people, we have to extend an olive branch to them because you never know what these people go into. That's why with Blanca Evangelista.
Yes, Evangelista. With her,
and with her in the series of posts spilled a whole cup of tea onto the ballroom culture. And not only that, to the LGBTQ and trans community life. They spilled a whole lot of tea on us. They put out to the world on how it is to be within our community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gays and it gave truth and things. And I want to encourage our heterosexual, our cisgender community to go out and watch posts. Y'all might not agree with our lifestyles, and the choice how we choose to live. But yet, instead, let me tell you this. If we chose to live like this, then we could choose not to be in this. But in fact, we didn't choose this. This is who we actually identify as. This is who we feel like we feel comfortable in our skin. It's like we're not living a lie. So
exactly. And it's crazy. It's crazy.
So gays and trans people do not choose to live their lifestyle. That is the way how they were. But it's just what you have to discover of who you are. When you grow up, you discover who you are as a person. You would know your likes and dislikes. Like with me, I grew up and everything.
Uh-huh.
And I was, and I'm going to end it real soon because I've been talking way too much and I need to shut up. But I grew up, yes, I had, prior to transitioning and being gay, I had dated girls before. I actually liked it, girls. But as I got older, I didn't feel a strong attraction pull towards the opposite sex. I look at men and had got fully aroused by looking at men. And not only that, growing up from a kid to what I am now, as being a 27-year-old transgender woman, mm-hmm. I always had feminine personality. Yes, you do got cisgender men who have feminine personalities.
Exactly. But, and people want to down them and call them all types of homophobic names and stuff. And I'm like, why? What did they ever do to you? Like, for real.
But the thing is, it's just who we are. And with me, as I got older, I'm like, people ask me, when people ask me, do I top, bottom, or am I first? I'd be like, I'm strictly bottom. I never, like, and I tell people, I'm like, prior to me transition, I have literally had 6 girlfriends. 6 girlfriends. I dated 6
girls. I ain't
going
to tell you how many I had, you know, because I was fat. I was fast in school. I was fast.
I wasn't the most attractive male coming up, but I did have the majority of my girlfriends were white except for one. And that one girlfriend I had that was not white was the first girl I had sex with. She was
exactly.
A black queen. She was a black queen, and I literally had so much love and respect for her. I literally had love for her. I was to the point where I literally wanted to marry this girl, but when I had sex with her, it wasn't a full connection there. Like, when I was having sex with her, I actually was thinking about a man. I was thinking the whole entire time when I was having sex with her, I was thinking about a man who was fucking me in my behind.
Oh, well, that's graphic. That is graphic, but okay.
I'm just keeping it 100. One thing y'all would know about me, I am 100 about everything.
And you know, it's crazy. It is. It's just a lot of craziness. But our experiences are different, and that's what makes us all unique to our standards, you know, of living. And so I agree with you there. But and I'm going to tell my story at a later date. But thank you for sharing that. Now, that I did want to say, and we're going to move on to our next topic. We're going to take a break after this. You just said about polls in the community. Before we can really expect unity in other communities, we need to first have unity in our own community, because the disunity is so rampant. If you don't have this type of car, this type of phone, you're nothing. If you don't look like this or buy Gucci or Prada or crafting for people, then you're nothing if you don't have a specific name. But we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back. We have some tea to spill about R. Kelly, better known as Robert Sylvester Kelly or whatever his name is. We're going to talk about some things that he has done. And we're going to come back after this break. Listen to a word from our sponsors. We have some great announcements for you. Also, we're going to be right back after this messages. After this break, we're going to be right back. Smooches.
Black Trans and Beautiful wants to thank everyone that has shared, that has commented, that shows love to Black Trans and Beautiful. I'm very grateful. Diamond is very grateful. I'm grateful. All of our listeners are grateful. But here's where you can help us. Visit us on our Patreon pages, patreon.com/btbpodcast or patron.podbean.com/btb. I will be coming back to you all. There are going to be some videos. I know some people are wondering what happened with YouTube. I'll have an explanation after the in a couple of weeks. Also, please support us. This helps us financially grow. It helps keep the lights on and helps us build this podcast to a greater platform. We have some great things. We have expansions. Also, check out our online merchandise at shop.spreadshirt.com/blacktransbeautiful. We'll love you forever. Let's get back into the show. Smooches! Mystic June, a fictional podcast by Yannick Taylor, host of Black Trans and Beautiful, every Friday. Check out a new episode, a new chapter of the story of LaJune Artisan. A storm is brewing. Are you prepared? Don't get blown away. Check it out on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and all podcast outlets. And we are back. We are back. Now, Diamond, I know you done heard about the 20-minute track by Trapped in the Closet singer R. Kelly.
He was
closet.
Well, to be honest, I haven't heard anything about it. But what's going on with him? Let me go and try to see what's going on because I haven't heard anything about R. Kelly lately. So what's the tea on him?
Okay, so you know all about previous issues he's had, you know, him getting robbed by people, the sex cult he had, videos of him urinating on an underage lady, even his marriage to Aaliyah. Well, this, he might want to get a lawyer after this, though. He might actually want to get a new lawyer. The R&B singer released a 19-minute track called I Admit on this past Monday. The song includes the chorus, I admitted the accusations that he kidnapped women, held them as sex slaves, the allegation that he slept with underage girls. He even addresses being functionally illiterate. Talks about his problems, and he basically blames him being around the wrong people, around the wrong crew as to his mom. He defends himself against many of the accusations, and he is introspective at other moments. And it really is just like glossing over facts. Just, you know, he talks about him not going to church, him giving away his publishing rights, him not owning his own music, him loving Steve Harvey. And he also talks about him being molested by a family member from the age 7 to 14. Now, I haven't listened to the song on purpose because I don't want to give him any royalties, support predators at all. I don't support sexual predators, which is why I have a problem with number 45. But the chorus basically says, and I'm reading this from an article online, kudos to MSN News. It says, I admit that I F with all the ladies. That's both older and young ladies. But tell me how they call it pedophile because of that crap. That's crazy. You may have your opinions, entitled to your opinions, but really, am I supposed to go to jail or lose my career because of your opinion? I admit I am not perfect. I never said I was perfect. Say I'm abusing these women. What the F? Absurd. You know, they brainwashed, really kidnapped, really can't eat, really, real talk. And then he goes into more detail and says, what's the definition of a cult? What's the definition of a sex slave? Go to the dictionary, look it up, and let me know. I'll be here waiting. And this is really him basically kicking dust in the victim's faces, saying that they're lying, that, you know, he didn't know such thing, he's not a predator. But we have proof on video that you peed on a 15-year-old. This is like in the early 2000s. I was still in high school, going to college, and you're urinating on a child. Not only that, but we have several witnesses, several people who has been in your presence underage, that are of age, that say that you kidnapped them, brainwashed them, controlled them, and basically used them as a sex slave. And you want to, and you have people out there saying, well, you know, I don't care what he did, but I'm still going to buy his music. My thing personally, in this retrospect, I feel like there's a denial of accountability. No one is wanting to hold R. Kelly accountable for his actions. And I have a real problem like that. Like, like, really? And someone asked me, well, you're an artist, why can't you support him as an artist? Me personally, because of what he's accused of, what I know and have seen with my own eyes, with the videos that have been out in the different interviews, I'm like, this is more than one accusation, then 9 times out of 10, that is it is true. And I feel like, you know, the Black community, number one, is so quick to say, oh, he ain't nothing to these girls. But when there was a rumor spread a couple of weeks ago about him allegedly, you know, molesting a male child, oh, people were so ready to disown him. So there's this whole patriarchal nonsense that people display, as well as misogyny, when it comes down to people and sexual assault. I don't understand why even there's a lack of accountability in these sexual assault cases, just even in cases where people on slaps on the wrist for sexual assault and things like that. I'm like, I'm really confused at a lot of this. Me personally, the song is a flop, and I know it's going to soar on the billboards because people are going to support him regardless. But me personally, I won't be supporting R. Kelly. What is your take on this? Recording a song that says I admit it.
I was waiting for you so I could get a chance to speak, but with it and everything, I actually got the YouTube video right here, and I was about to play it on my phone while you were talking. But like with me, my mom is friends with this lady who is also a member of a church that I used to go to and that my mom still goes to. She, ever since she was young, she was a huge R. Kelly fan. But my mom never supported R. Kelly after allegations came out that he did certain things with underage women. And with that, and she like, well, regardless, he still, and the girl was like, my mom friend was like, well, still regardless, he's sexy, he attractive, and everything, and there is my future baby daddy. And I know it was one time before in the past, my mom and her literally almost got into a full-fledged debate over R. Kelly and everything. But with me and stuff, after reading the article Ebony magazine posted and many other outlets posted about it, R. Kelly, like the song says, I admit, is basically him telling his truth. Anybody who was an R. Kelly fan and was like, well, those were our false accusations, he's basically now admitting that he did those things.
And I agree. I do honestly think he's admitting to it, but a way to where he's like glossing over it to where he doesn't really have to admit it a little bit.
And think is, and this should be this point, I'm against putting Black people, putting so many Black men behind bars, but I'm like, after R. Kelly admitted it, R. Kelly deserves time behind bars, and that all the money that he has and everything should basically be taken away from him. It's all right to leave him with probably
enough to live off of.
Yeah, I would say somewhere between 600,000 and 900,000, so he could live off of.
And me personally, I feel like he should actually be behind bars because, I mean, come on, you took a piece of these individuals, and you have really messed them up in a way to where it's going to take therapy. It's going to take, you know, evaluations. It's going to really take them a long time to recoup. And the fact that, number one, the Black community in and of itself and the music industry will not hold him accountable. People that support him won't hold him accountable. Me personally, I can't see myself supporting this. Like, and it's sickening that people are actually standing behind him saying, oh, these girls lied. This song is touching me. Da 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 da. You don't have to answer to no one. Are you living your truth? And I'm like, no, he needs to be held accountable and he needs to be punished for what he did.
Yeah, like, and like R. Kelly, if I was a judge and I'm about to do a T.S. Madison moment right here in as T.S. Madison do in Supreme Court, I would be like, R. Kelly, you deserve 35 years behind bars. And that's how it is.
I agree.
35 years. And R. Kelly is, I think R. Kelly is in his...
He's in his 50s. He's in his late 40s or early 50s, and he's still doing the same thing that has been going on for decades. And I'm like, come on.
Yes. Because we don't know how true the Bill Cosby allegations are.
Oh, it's some truth, because Bill Cosby told on himself when he admitted to buying Quaaludes, gift to him and to have sex with them. Like, come on, you don't need much more proof than that.
But like R. Kelly, what he doing and admitting it, and thing is, they threw Bill Cosby in jail when he was in his 50s and stuff.
I have no idea.
I forgot, but right now Bill Cosby is literally almost in his like 70s or 80s.
He's
right now.
He's in his 80s.
Yes, and they sending him back to prison, and this man Bill Cosby looked like he's about to die in a matter of months. That's how Bill Cosby looked. That's how sick he looked. So it looked like he's literally about to get ready and croak. And thing is, and I'm like, if they could put Bill Cosby in jail for the things he did, you all need to go after R. Kelly and put him behind bars. Not jail, because jail is only a temporary thing, but prison is where R. Kelly belongs.
And I agree. Even with Bill Cosby, like, my thing is, always believe the victims. And let, you know, time expose the truth. And I'm like this in cases to where it's a bunch of he said, she said. And my thing is, with people supporting and saying that people lie like that, that is why victims don't come forward. Just thing with Whitney Houston and her brother or cousin or whomever being molested, and a lot of the family members saying that was a lie or they're making it up and they're denying it. That's why people won't come forward. Because people won't listen, people don't believe them, people won't find out what's going one won't investigate. And that's my issue with this whole thing. Within the Black community, they have this thing,
And it's not only that, it is that we have to be careful, because you do got a lot of people that lie just to try to get some money from this celebrity and that celebrity. Because there have actually been accusations that was placed where so-called victims actually came out and testified and was like, well, I lied and blah, 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 blah. So, I know that we, like, when people say these things, we need to take them seriously at that time.
Exactly. But if it's proven to be false, hold that liar accountable. And that's the other thing. Although we do have a lot of people that have lied and that will lie for attention or to get money, it makes it harder for actual victims, you know, to get justice. And they make it hard for everybody else, which I never really understood the point of lying in the first place. Just tell the truth. Like, for some, I know, I know this happened when I was in high school. I had a girl, she was upset because a guy didn't want to sleep with her. And she made up a lie, like he assaulted her. And we come to find out that it wasn't true. And she admitted to lying. And because what happened after they did a rape kit, there was no evidence that she was ever sexually assaulted or anything of that nature. And, you know, there had to be an apology that took place. And, you know, the school had to, you know, issue an apology to the families that were involved because of a lie that this girl told. And my whole thing, a lot of people are saying that this is an assault on Black men. No, it's not an assault on Black men. I'm like this. If they can take Bill Cosby to court and throw the book at him, they need to be throwing the book at Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, and all these other white men out there that are out here assaulting people. And I mean, there's no other way to, and that's just my thoughts on it.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I don't know if you all can hear this, but I'm actually playing the I Admit It song right now.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear it?
I don't play it on the podcast because I don't want to get sued. I don't want to get sued.
I wasn't trying, because I know sometimes that I listen to things and it do not get heard, and I was just trying to listen to it for myself. Like, I don't know if that's why I was asking if
no,
you all
I couldn't hear it. I couldn't hear it. But I'm not gonna let him get. I'm not gonna let that song get publicity on this podcast.
Why you say you couldn't hear it or you can?
I couldn't.
Because I was just trying to listen to it, because I was trying to hear out the words and everything. But you can continue on talking, though.
But, I mean, that's one of the main things I wanted to suggest. Before we end this podcast, I want to let everybody know, y'all get ready, because... What is it? August the 28th, I believe. Greenleaf is coming back, and I'm ready to see what happens between Lady May and the Bishop, and what happens to to Basie Skanks. I'm ready for Greenleaf. So ready.
I'm ready for Greenleaf too.
Yes. Yeah.
Though is a religious, like a real big religious show.
I wouldn't say it's religious. It's more drama than anything.
Yeah, but it's like basically a church scene, cause just like everything, there's a lot of shows that are starting to come out that's starting to shine light in certain areas. Absolutely, it's actually shining light on what goes behind the scene of ministry. And I honestly believe that it's not all churches, but you gotta quite a few. So there's quite a few pastors that have stepped down due to them cheating on their wives and everything.
Oh, yes.
Just like, That's like one of my favorite ministers.
And don't call any names. Don't call any names.
Huh?
Don't call any names now. I don't want to get sued.
One of my favorite, the late Reverend, I won't say his first name. I'm just going to say the last name. But the late Reverend Tim.
Uh-huh.
And when I say that he was one of the most powerful preachers, he was relevant, like so relevant, but he did everything that he could and everything to try to save his marriage and everything. But his wife, co-pastor, now pastor, his ex-wife went and started her own church, which is the church that Dr. Tim, the late Dr. Tim, was the founder and pastor of, is now the church that Pastor Paula White is over.
Okay. And I mean, it's a lot of scandals. And my thing is,
and not to cut off, yes, a lot of pastors make mistakes. And we know that every pastor is here. There is temptation with this ministry, and it's a challenge living a dedicated life and living to the point that you have to stay up there. And it's challenging stuff. So with me as a president, I was like, yes, he was wrong. But I don't hold them. I like, even after it, every pastor, in my eye, I don't, I like, unless it's something extremely bad, like if you're stealing church or something like that, then you should resign church and shut down. But if it's something like that, I'm like, let them get the bad food and work it out for themselves and let them. But I don't think it's for time. Unless it's something like extremely bad. If it, let's say it was the pastor sleeping, this sister, and over here sleeping with this person, had multiple people that sleeping with. I understand about resigning. You've got all this, if anything happened, you got
this
all
drama.
And attack you and start drama. But the thing is, one thing I liked about him, he actually admitted it, and his church actually accepted his apology. And when I still say that he had a thriving and growing congregation, even though after all the scandal and controversy, I'm like, this one preacher that did not fall, he still went strong and everything. You had a couple people that did leave, but his church was still growing. And exactly. I love that. And that's how churches need to be. Be forgiving of your pastor. Know that your pastor is not God or nothing. And Greenleaf shines light on what goes behind. Yes, every bishop, pastor, first lady, elect lady, elder, deacon, whatever your title is, they are just human. All they're doing is preaching the word and giving and sending the word out to you.
Exactly.
Don't look at God, because they are not God. They are just human as you.
And I honestly think, I will say this, in my experience in the church, cover people in prayer and don't run your mouth. If you don't know if you don't know the full extent of something, shut your mouth and pray. And with that being said, we're going to have to end this podcast because we're going on an hour and 30 minutes. But again, thank you all to my listeners. We're going to be back with another riveting episode. Be on the lookout for Mystic June Chapter 3 coming out Friday on the 27th of July. So y'all be on the lookout for that. With that being said, y'all live, love, and be free. Smooches to you.
Smooches to all of our listeners and viewers. And keep tuning in because we wouldn't make any of this possible if it wasn't for your support. Smooches from the princess herself.